let's move on to over 75s and the licence fee, shall we? Because this has been a big discussion over recent times. Hundreds of thousands of over 75s will struggle to pay for their TV licences when the free licence is scrapped later this year, according to a major new study. Age UK said the plans will be a shock to the budgets of many older people and may be too much for them. They've highlighted that the current £154.50 annual fee costs more than three monthly gas bills or electric bills. Off the back of this study, Age UK has released a campaign video promoting the need for free TV licences for over 75s.
We are the fifth richest nation on this planet, and we're talking about taking away something which they love. It's company for them. It tells them what's going on in the world. I don't think these people who are talking about taking away this little concession really know anything about life. And the people who are making these rules and conditions, by the way, are probably earning six-figure salaries. They're not sitting in little nursing homes or in a little flat on their own or having to put an extra blanket around themselves to keep them warm. So the only thing that keeps these owners in some circumstances is the television set.
Well, join me now. That's the actor Ricky Tomlinson, by the way. The commentator Emma Wolfe. Morning to you, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And the former UKIP MLA, David McNary. Mr. McNary, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, what do you think here, David? What's the right thing to do now?
Look, this flies in the face of good news stories around the so-called grey economy, which has been very, very buoyant, where older people of all ages circulate their spending money. When you hear Ricky Tomlinson, of course, it's very passionate, and you feel for anybody in poverty. I do, and I'm sure everybody does. And what we need to find out is they're saying hundreds of thousands of people, you know, are in trouble. Well, why is it just over 75s? Why not 80s or 70s or 65s? We're in a situation, Stephen, watching today, people going to prison are being fined for not paying their licence. How many are over 75? And I doubt if there are many. And what we've got to maybe look at is ways and means to get round this. My concern would be that there could be resentment for many young families struggling to make ends meet. They wouldn't be very happy, I'm sure, with, you know, over 75s not paying the TV licence.
Okay. Well, you're setting
TV's out as important to them as it is to anybody else.
You're setting out quite a few points there. Emma Wolfe.
Well, we know that TV licences are really, really important, that two-fifths of older people suffer from loneliness and that TV is their main source of company.
Yeah, main source of company, but people could be given the choice to pay for it or not through a subscription and have the free choice, Emma, couldn't they?
I think we have a ridiculous situation in benefits for older people where we actually need a root and branch reform of this situation. We've got middle-class people who are wealthy, who are getting free travel, winter fuel allowances, TV licences, all sorts of benefits for older people, and they can't even send them back, people that could well afford. So I do think that older people on lower incomes should absolutely be receiving the TV licence. It's a social benefit. It's not just a TV.
Of course, the wider discussion here, I know this is about over 75s, but the wider discussion here is the licence fee as it currently exists. Is it right in a modern day that people do not have a choice whether they pay for a service or not? So you decide whether you pay a monthly fee for Netflix, you know, Amazon Prime, whatever. You have to pay a BBC licence fee.
Is set up. Yeah, absolutely, and that's a choice. I mean, that really is, you know, if you don't. This is about older people. This is about them relying on something within their home that literally, for some of them, is the only conversation, the only contact with the outside world they will hear and they will have day to day. Week to week. This is a terrible situation. And to take this away while middle-class people are receiving all sorts of benefits is scandalous.
But Emma, there's no one, well, I haven't heard it, saying, well, let's have a reduction on Sky, let's have a reduction on Netflix, etc.
Because that's a commercial company offering people a choice as to whether they pay or not, David.
Yeah, but it's just the BBC that it seems, I mean, why not have a means test? Why doesn't Age Concern, they're a big organisation, why don't they compile a means test which meets an approval threshold right across the board, and it would absolve those over 75s who legitimately say they cannot pay this fee.
Well, here's Bobby and Sandy Rowe. Let me make sure I get them in before the news. Morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Stephen.
Yeah.
I'm registered blind, so why should I have to pay for a TV licence?
And you're 88, Bobby, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well done, Bobby. You shouldn't have to pay for a TV licence, Bobby.
Is the BBC really important to you?
I can see the TV, my chair's up against the TV. If there's any rating on it, I can't read it. But not only that, because a person's blind, he's not classed as disabled, putting in a disablement pension.
Are you telling me you're blind and that's not a determining factor in whether you pay for a TV licence, that
apparently that's it.
You can't see the picture and yet you're charged.
I'm registered blind. Like, I can see the TV if I'm up close to it. But I can't read any writing or anything.
Listen, thanks for calling us, Bobby. Emma, thank you. David, thank you.